أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، وأشهد أنه قد بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه الله اليقين. Okay, I'm gonna go very very quickly to some because to some the course and we go to the subject of today. The whole thing is the Islam 101 is about what is the purpose of the message of Islam, which started from Adam, ended by Muhammad. Why God sent it? We found out there are two major reasons. Number one, the individual, the character itself. And it is to build, maintain, develop the individual. The second purpose, build, maintain, and develop the culture where the individual will live in. Now, when we moved to how Islam build and maintain and develop the character, we are three different things. Build is one thing, maintain is another, develop is a third. Now we are on the first one, building the character. That means like a building, from the beginning you are building a building. After that you're going to maintain it, and after that you will develop it. In the building the character, we found out there are three major things must happen so I can have a certificate that says, yeah, I got a Muslim. What are those three? Number one, useful knowledge. Number two, a belief by those useful knowledge. And number three, act upon those useful knowledge. And the act upon the useful knowledge is called what? Al-amal al-salih. The good deed. Okay. Now, the first thing we started with is the useful knowledge. What is the amount of knowledge that the Muslim should know? Male or female, it doesn't make any difference. What you supposed to know, it comes number one in the list of the knowledge that you supposed to know is a certain knowledge about God. And we've been studying with each other is we have to have a clear definition to who is God, what is his rights, what is the purpose of life, why he created us, how to identify him, how he sees us, how he evaluates us, and what is the method, the right method and the wrong method for identifying him, for us to know him. And also we need to know that God held us responsible for our deeds and choices. The alternatives that we see in life, we are responsible for that. We need to know that. And also we need to know how to use the element of life. The element of life, which they are what? There are five major elements. The whole Sharia, or the whole thing, is revolved about how to invest those five things. And what are those five things? Number one, your body. Number two, your mind. Number three, your soul or conscious. Number five, the environment around you and the wealth. And number five, the offspring. You are good. You still remember, huh? Okay. And it is extremely important, and unfortunately this is one of the things that I'm going to cover today. I'm going to be very very extensive about that, is who is your enemy, who is taking you out of all of those and taking you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy. Is everyone will live the life and die and go right in to what you expect to the paradise? Everyone thinks that. Everyone. If that's right or wrong. And if it is right, how you get about right, to say right, or if it is wrong, the statement, why it is wrong, we need to find out. We need to find out actually who is your enemy. And once you know who is your enemy and what is his purpose, it's going to be very easy to deal with him. Also, we need to know what are those things that it can null your deed. Okay, I want you to imagine this. Somebody every week get a load of truck full of sugar and go right into the Atlantic Ocean and dump it there, with the assumption that he's sweetening up the water. Do you think this is the right thing to do? It's not? Believe me, that's exactly what we are doing in our life. That's precisely what we are doing in our life. Doing the good deed by its own self, without stopping doing the bad deed, is exactly like having a load of sugar and you go and dump it to the ocean. What we need to do is what? We need to substitute. So it is not okay, in Islam there is no such a thing called and or. I need to do a good deed and stop the bad deed. No, they are not. I need a process, to have a process mechanic. This mechanic to do what? To do what is called substitution. And the minute you're stopping the bad deed, you are putting the good deed. You want to stop stealing. Don't say stop stealing and stay home. No, you stop stealing and finding a job to earn a living.
So that you won't go back.
Exactly. You do not say, I'm going to stop adultery and you don't get married. No, you stop adultery and get married. So you are replacing. Because the minute that you are doing and or, you are creating a vacuum and your enemy is going to get in. So you have all the time in substitution process. And what is this substitution process called? Purification. Tahara. So the tahara is a process of substituting what we don't want by something we want. At the same time, we do the replacement right there. You do not wait till you do something wrong, you stop the wrong, and after that you're going to do the right. No, it has to be a replacement, a process going on. And also, we need to know, I'm still talking about God, believing in God. So you need to know what's going to annul your good deed, or the deeds in general. And we need to know also why the people don't believe. Why people believe and why people don't believe. There are 11 reasons why people don't believe. And unfortunately, or it is fortunately, none of them has anything to do with the authentication of the message. That's going to be another class coming up, because today I want to just concentrate on very few elements out of those. But these are the minimum requirement of knowledge that you and I supposed to have about God. After that, inshallah, going to be a minimum amount of knowledge about messenger, minimum amount of knowledge about messages, about divine destiny, about the day of judgment, about other issues, about forbiddings, and on. Okay, for going now to the class for today, inshallah. Okay, come on, don't give me that, please.